Reedy's Mail.
Our man Reedy. Yeah, Reedy, what a great time of the year. But Reedy, tell me this. The word is Tevita Pangai Jr. wants to be reunited with Payne Huss. What's this all about? One thing at a time, TPJ.
Well, I mean, obviously they're great teammates of the Broncos. They're great mates. There's a lot of conjecture about what Payne Huss is going to do in the future. He's got a year left in his deal at the Broncos. The Broncos are trying really hard to keep him. I spoke to him the other day. He's in no rush to make a decision. He's happy to take his time. And TPJ, Tevita, there's been a little whisper going around the Bulldogs are keeping a close eye on the situation, watching developments with Payne Huss, and they may have a little interest there. So I just ran that by Tevita, and look, Tevita said, I'd love to have him with the Bulldogs. I'd love to play with him again. As I said, they're great mates. And I think if they make a move for Tevita, Canterbury, then, oh, sorry, for Payne, Canterbury, Tevita will be right behind them. But obviously, you know, with Payne, he said his overriding priority at the moment is to win a premiership with the Broncos. And I think they're in the box seat. But if they can't get a deal done by November 1, you've got rugby union circling. And the whisper is, as I said, the Bulldogs are keeping a close eye on it. So it may happen yet, Del.
Okay. What about Hudson Young, mate? Gets an automatic pay rise thanks to Origin. That's great.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, he's actually agreed terms on a new deal with Canterbury. I think he did it recently. I think they may have announced they're a long way down the path with him, but he's actually got a state of origin clause in that, so he gets a kicker straight away. So aside from the origin payment, he gets an upgrade in his contract as well. So it's going to be an interesting week. It's been an interesting week for Hudson because I think the Queenslanders are going to come after him. You know what they're like up there, Dale? They love giving it to a New South Welshman with a bit of a checkered background, and Hudson's got one of them, so I reckon there's a spray or two coming his way from north of the border, and he'll have to keep his emotions in check in Origin next week. But you know, he's got a bit more cash in the pocket thanks to Origin, and might be his turn to shout the coffees.
Now, Reedy, the plan to send the NRL to Vegas it's getting closer.
We're on, baby.
Oh, we're on, are we?
I reckon we'll know in the next. It might be as soon as next week that they lock this away, but. You know, I've spoken to you guys before about it. It's looking really promising. And now I think it would be a major surprise if it doesn't happen. So you start packing your bags, boys. We're on.
Okay, I'll take one for the team. I'll come. Okay.
It's a five-year deal. So we're going for the next 5 years. So we'll have to plan our lives around Vegas in, late February, hopefully. So it's looking very, very promising. It looks like it will happen. So it's pretty monumental move for the code to try and break through in America, which they've been trying to do for God knows how long.
Reedy, just quickly, will Origin 1 be sold out as well?
It doesn't look like it, which is a bit sad, really. I mean, obviously, I'm not sure.
A late push, surely, though.
Yeah, hopefully there is a late push for tickets, but, you know, it's a bit disappointing if it isn't. I know the NRL get paid government money to host the game there, but, you know, you'd like to see a full house given it's in Adelaide, and it could have been in Sydney or Brisbane, it probably sold out. So it's a bit disappointing if it doesn't sell out.
Appreciate it, Reedy. Thanks.
No worries, guys. Take it easy. Bye.
Cheers, mate.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.